You just don't ever know, do you? Wonder what it would have been like to be one of the 12. To eat with him. To sleep where he slept. To walk the roads where he walked. To go into the houses that he went into. To listen to him teach every day. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Feeding 5,000 with a little boy's lunch. Spitting in a man's eye and healing him of blindness. Glory to God. Glory to God. Saying, "Be thou made whole," and the leprosy falling off that man in the synagogue. Glory to God. Woo! I bet they had some kind of good time, you know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. But you know, what you and I have is better. You and I have that same Jesus living on the inside. There's not a moment, not a second that goes by that he is not only with you, but in you by the power of his Holy Spirit. There's no escaping him, or God knows who would ever want to once they met him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 When the kids were singing here earlier tonight, I just hallelujah, praise God. I just, and I'm sure you could too, but I could just feel the love of God. Powerful, just a flow of God's love. And as they were singing about being a promise, being a possibility, I can be anything they said that God wants me to be. I can be anything that God wants me to be. That's you and me too. We can be anything that God wants us to be. I don't know exactly all that God was doing with me over here, but it sure was good. And if he'd like to do it again, I'd be glad to have him do it, because good, all happens in the spirit. It all takes place on the inside here, and it may be a while before I know what he did, but it sure was good. Praise God. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him, that is Jesus, to depart from them. For they were taken with great fear. You remember that this is the story where Jesus had come to the coast of the Gadarenes, and there was a man there who was a demon-possessed fellow. And when he came to Jesus, the demons recognized who he was. And they besought Jesus that he not cast them out. He told them to come out. They said, "Is it all right if we go into the pigs?" He said, "Yes, it's okay for you to go into the pigs." When they came out of the demon-possessed man, they went into a herd of pigs. And the herd ran headlong over a cliff into the sea, and they were destroyed. Now, first of all, I ought to tell us something about what the purpose of Satan's angels are in your life and mine. Their object is death. They want to kill. They want to destroy. But Jesus, by the power that was given him, the power of the Holy Spirit, by the same power that is in you, if so be that the Holy Spirit lives in you, said, "Come out." And they came out. Now, those that did not understand, I can imagine that there could be, I don't think there are tonight, but I can imagine that there could be those that would come into a service like this, would see the power of God in manifestation such as we have just seen, and be taken with great fear and run. But there were those that knew who Jesus was. There are those of you who are here that know who did what was done up here. That it's Jesus of Nazareth. It's Jesus of Nazareth. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way, and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. The Lord Jesus done some great things here tonight. I don't know what they all are, but you do. And it is important. It's as important for you to confess the everyday workings of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life as it is for you to confess your born-again experience in Him. The Bible says that if you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, then you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's the same with everything else that we receive from God. Many people come forward in a service like this. God ministers to them mightily and powerfully by the Holy Spirit, but they don't receive anything. Do you know why? Because they're unwilling to confess with their mouth that God did anything for them. The Bible says that man believeth in his heart, and then confession is made unto. This has to do with the new birth. It has to do with the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It has to do with your healing, with your deliverance, with your liberty, all the rest of it. If you're believing God for healing, it's important that you believe in your heart that God hath healed you and confess with your mouth unto the fullness of it. So I'm going to give you opportunity to do that right now. If you know God's touched you here tonight, and He's ministered something to you by the power of His Holy Spirit, I want you, now, I'm not asking you, I am exhorting you and encouraging you to give testimony to what God has done in your life. Brother? Now, for this moment, what I want you to do is just share what God did for you tonight.
It's about Saturday or Sunday, I felt a small irritation down in here. And it was very small. Now, any time that I get anything wrong, I just claim heal it and just quote the scripture. And if the Holy Spirit tells me to, then I take my New Testament out and read the scripture, and I say, I believe this, and I claim as a such and such time I'm healed. Well, I done this on this. And each succeeding day, the pain got worse. And Friday, I went to work, and I worked 2 hours and had to come back home because the pain was so bad I couldn't stand to sit there. And like I say, each day it got worse. Well, this morning I was sitting in the church service, and after standing up long periods of time was just excruciating. But I nearly passed out this morning. And what I feel in my spirit is what God, He'll be. I knew it had something to do with bad flesh or torn flesh. But Mike Benson told me he saw bad tissue and it looked cancerous fall from my body. And I have the same witness. As far as I'm concerned, Jesus healed me of malignant cancer. It's gone completely. It's not there anymore. I couldn't have stood up like this long, but it's gone. It's not there anymore. I'm healed.
Anybody else? You just come at will. Joe?
Mine wasn't that drastic, but it was important to me. And He healed me of a sore throat, and I can't even make it hurt when I swallow. And He removed doubt. When I saw those kids singing, I thought, I'm going to miss that blessing next year because I'm not teaching. And the little voice in my back of my mind was saying, you know, you will never receive that blessing again because I get them every day with 32 8-year-olds. And the Lord said to me, when I was sitting back there, oh, you have so much more in store. So just like this.
This morning, I didn't get to come to church, and my mother-in-law had made plans for us to go to the First Methodist Church, and I hadn't been there since I started coming here, and I didn't want to go. And when I got there, when I left, I felt like a chains on my heart, and all the old hatred and everything came back. And on the way over here, I told Robert I didn't want to come. And when I got here, I said, well, maybe I'll get blessed tonight. And I just looked around, and I just praise the Lord for this place, and I know who really loves me. And I know all these people here love me. And I know that I could stand up here and look at every one of you, and I know you love me. And there wasn't any love over there for me. And I just give God all the glory for it, because I'm free.
That's right.
Well, this weekend, see, I was in bed one night, and I went to bed one night, and the next morning I got up, and my neck and my legs started hurting. And all weekend, my legs started hurting. And a while ago, I got slain in the spirit, and I got better.
I'm just tonight I just feel the peace of God in me, and really a cleansing took place within me, and the need that I brought forth was for a healing in a marriage relationship, and I believe the Lord, and I'm confessing with my mouth that it's already done, and praise the Lord. And also believe in to bring back my husband to a fullness in the Lord that he had once, and that he's going to have. He's got it already. And I thank God for it, and I praise him for it, and I just bless him, and I just thank him for all you believers, and praise the Lord.
This morning, I woke up, and I wasn't feeling too good, and so I got here to church late. I come just to church. I didn't come to Sunday school, and I went home, and I worked for about 2 or 3 hours, and when I got home, I didn't feel much better. I ate a little supper, and then I got real sick, and I wasn't going to come to church tonight, and Teresa talked me into it because she liked it so much this morning. She wanted to come back. She said, this is nothing compared to Praise Meal. She said this was it. She really loved it here, and she wanted to come back next Sunday. So we're coming back, and I was sick, and I started getting punier, and I threw up a little bit. And I told her, she says, well, we'll just postpone church tonight. And I said, no, you want to go, we'll go. So I came up here, and I wasn't expecting nothing like it was tonight. I was expecting all of us to sit around and listen to Brother Vic preach or something. and, you know.
That's enough. Thank you very much.
And I was afraid I was going to get here and I was going to get sicker and I was going to have to leave. But when I come up front, I knew something was changing. And now there's no ache in my body. I don't feel sick and I'm ready to go out and do the hustle. I feel great. I really do. I feel like the Lord has taken over my body. I mean, He already has. I feel wonderful. I really do. Thanks.
Sorry about that. Well, when I came up here, I was asking the Lord to heal my children. They have had a history of upper respiratory infections. And I just got tired of it, and I just determined that whatever it took, I was going to do it to get rid of them. And so I came up here and asked for that, and I got a lot more, and I'm not sure what all I got, but I just praise Him for it.
I just want to make a good confession that I just walk in the fullness of God's joy, and I walk in the fullness of God's peace. I walk in the victory that He has given me, and I walk continuously, and I will stay there, and I will continue to do what He would have me to do, and I will stay in the victory and the peace and the joy that He wants me to have. And I praise His name for all of it. Hallelujah.
A while back, my back's been hurting, and it hurt if I might. And it hurt when I used the bathroom. So I come up here and I got healed. I just love the Lord, and I know I'm healed.
Up with several needs tonight. This morning when I got up, I had a cold and I stayed in bed all afternoon. And I came in tonight sniffling and sneezing and like Joan with a sore throat, and I don't have it now and I'm not sniffling and sneezing anymore. And I was asking the Lord for some other things in my life also. We still have a house in Texas, praise the Lord, but He's going to take care of that. He can take care of a sore throat, He can take care of a house, that's for sure. And I have some other needs that I was praying for, and I believe the Lord for fulfilling every one of them.
I would like to share with you what I've lost. In December, my husband and I were expecting our first baby, but I lost it. And since then, things went downhill for us. My house went underwater. Last month, I lost my car. But this month, I've been reborn. I've been set free. I love the Lord. He's working inside of me now. I love the Lord. And praise God, we're going to have us a baby. It's His baby. He's going to take care of us. Believe in the Lord and trust His word. And He'll guide me in every way possible. He'll open those right doors and close tight those wrong doors. And my baby will know the right way of the Lord.
What did you receive?
can't hear too well back there. Did you share what you received tonight, Donna? Did you share what you received tonight? Huh? You were baptized in the Holy Ghost tonight. That's why I thought I didn't hear you say that. You received the baptism in God's Holy Spirit tonight, and He's filled you all the way with His Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And you will never, ever be the same. You'll never be the same. God's seal and God's earnest is upon you. And that which God's given you tonight is something that you're to use every day, praying in the Spirit, every day, every day. Praise God. Is anybody else? Okay. Wait a minute. No, nobody prayed for you. You were doing a prayer.
I know it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I wanted to... I just wanted to tell all of you how much a blessing it was to me and it is to me to be associated with this fellowship and this church and just the opportunity to be up here tonight going along with what went on here and praying for these people and healing them, saving them, and bringing them to God.
Well, I'm not going to mention any names, and I'm not going to mention any days or dates or anything like that. But, just lately, I've just been having my ears filled with just all kinds of people saying ugly things to me, ugly things about me, and I was very angry. I was just full of wrath. I was full of wrath and I was full of hate, and that's why I came up here tonight. And was laid out on the floor. The Lord ministered to me that, if a man hates his brother, that he may as well have killed him, because it's right there on the same level. And so, once again, I'm not going to mention any names, but you know who you are. And I just want you to know that I love you and that I'm thankful that I can call you my brothers. That's all.
This didn't happen tonight. This happened last week, and I just have to share what happened. Up until the time that I was about 10 years old, I was hyper, almost. I was a very active child. And then I developed asthma and allergies and all kinds of problems and became very inactive. 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a prophecy that He had a ministry in music for me. But because of my being inactive and because of the bond that I was under, and the chains that Satan had on me, I was not able to perform the way that the Lord wanted me to do. And so I called Lois probably about a week and a half ago, and I had mono for about 2 months, and I was depressed. I was oppressed physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So she said, "We've just got to get together. We can't do this over the phone. We have got to get together." So that night I began to pray in the Spirit. I hit my knees, and I said, "This has gone on long enough," and I began to really pray strong. Well, I got set free that night, and I called her and I said, "I'm okay. I got set free last night, but I still want to get together with you later on." So I came last Sunday night, and I didn't feel anything in particular, but I came up and decided that I was tired after 13 years of having the problem that I had that I was sick of, and I wanted to get rid of it. So they prayed for me, and I was slain in the Spirit. And I have never felt the power and the purity. It just surged through my body. And this last week has been tremendous. I've never experienced anything like it before. I have had so much energy. I have just been like this nearly. I can't be active enough to get the energy out. And after 13 years, it's very strange to me to feel that way. But it's just so neat, to be back the way I was 13 years ago. And so... during the week also, I knew that the Lord had placed me at the place of business that I am for a particular reason. But after, I said, you know, Lord, I've been there 6 months, and I'm not really seeing what you're doing. And he said, you're compromising. And I said, no, I'm not. I mean, I am the only Christian there, and I don't drag your name through the mud like everybody else does. He said, yeah, but, you know, you don't edify me before the others. I said, but, you know, I mean, I just kind of hate to step on toes, you know, and I mean, I don't want to turn them off. And he said, you know, they're not afraid of offending you, so don't be afraid of offending them. And so when they come in and they say, Jesus Christ this, and begin to really take his name in vain, something will happen. I'll say, well, praise the Lord. And they just, they kind of go to pieces. They don't quite know how to handle that kind of thing. And so this was Thursday night that I said, no more compromise. I'll never compromise again. They can fire me. They can do whatever they want to, but I'll not compromise. The very next day, I got to minister to one of our girls. And then yesterday, I got to minister to another. And then the prophecy he had given me 2 years ago for ministry and music, this past week, he began to fulfill that, to bring that to pass. And after he had cleansed me and taken everything out that wasn't supposed to be there last Sunday night, and then I just stepped out in faith on his word and told him I'd no longer compromise, then he began to bless me. And I just praise him for it.
Let me ask, is there anybody else? I think that's most everybody that was prayed for tonight. It's important that you have an opportunity to testify so that you can obey the word of God and confess and go tell everybody else what God's done for you. Let me just ask, is there anybody else who's here that wants to share some good thing that God has done for you, not necessarily tonight, but at some time during the past week or so? You just feel inclined that you want to share a word for Jesus and tell everybody what a wonderful Savior he is. This is Brother Cecil Andrews, and I don't think too many of our folks know you, brother.
We're well, glad Mark to Hill, I don't want to come up here and embarrass myself by crying in front of everybody like this, but I just feel the Spirit of God wanting to tell me to get up here and confess, and he'll give me what I've been wanting. You know, the Lord was good, and he saved me over 20 years ago, and I became a deacon in the church, and I tried to serve the Lord, and I was always just going to the altar, even before the preacher could get through preaching, I'd just burst out and tell you, you know how I can feel, because I feel just like you do whenever you're crying and wanting to laugh too. And but for some reason, I never could get the Holy Ghost, maybe because I was too embarrassed to raise my hands and serve God like y'all do here. And I'm not ashamed of God, but I'm ashamed of myself, because I don't know anything, and it's embarrassing to get up and make a fool out of yourself. But I love the Lord, and I've been praying for him to give me the Holy Ghost. But I was saying when I first got saved that I just gave up, and just because I couldn't get the Holy Ghost, I just quit going to church. And I joined another church later on, and same thing happened again. I can feel the Spirit. I want to thank God that I can feel the Spirit. And I've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, but I just felt like I had to get up here tonight and confess that if I did, maybe God would give me the Holy Ghost. I don't know why I can't get it, but usually when I feel the Spirit, it's when nobody else is. When everybody else is feeling the Spirit, I don't. But then, just like now, whenever you're fixing the clothes, and I start feeling the Spirit again then, I just don't know what's the matter with me. I want y'all to pray that
I tell you what it is. See, the Lord is just saying, son, you better get up there. Now this is your last shot.
That's the reason I came up
here. Yes, I know it. Praise God. Well, let me just explain something to you that'll help you. There are how many of you here sought and sought and sought for the Holy Ghost for a long period of time, and then after just some general instruction and some simple instruction out of God's Word, realizing that it was a free gift and not something that God gave, but something that we had to receive, and then you received it. Let me see your hands. So you're in good company here.
Let me say one more thing. Lately, since I've been coming up here, I've been reading my Bible a lot and praying, and I never could pray very good. And while I was going to church before, I could always tell when the pastor was going to call on me to pray. And one day I told him I was too embarrassed that I couldn't pray very well, and I wish he wouldn't call on me anymore. And ever since then, I didn't feel the Spirit anymore. You know, that's when I quit the church that time. And that's what I interrupt you to say, but I forgot now what it was. I'd stay up here all night trying to confess everything, I guess. I was going to say that since I've been studying my Bible lately, and I'd feel the Spirit and start to crying, and I just felt like maybe that's what God wanted me to do. There's a lot of people saying they wish they could cry. I don't know why I'm not doing it now. I usually can't say a thing without crying, but I told the Lord if he wanted me to cry for somebody else's benefit, I'd be glad to do it for him. But I just didn't want to get up and cry like a baby if it wasn't his will. I didn't want to do it on my own, but I couldn't stop it anyway. But I just tell God that I wouldn't be ashamed to cry if I knew it was for him.
Yes. Well, brother, would you be willing to allow the Lord to help you tonight to receive the Holy Ghost this evening?
I'd give everything I had if I could get it. I've been wanting it so bad, I don't know what.
Okay, you don't have to give anything. Jesus has already given.
I know. The Holy Ghost teaches you, and that's all
I can
learn.
Give me my Bible there, Lois, and let's just do that. How many of you believe that Brother Andrews be filled with the Holy Ghost?
Well, okay.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
All right. If you're going to receive from God, anything from God, you have to get it on the basis of His Word. You must get it on the basis of the Word of God. Anything else that you get, if it's not on the basis of God's Word, it's not going to be any good for you. You've got to get it on the basis of the Word of God. Did you have something you wanted to share, Scott? Okay.
Well, yesterday, I went to Six Flags. I went to the People Mover Show, you know, those iron seats they have there. Well, I tripped over one of those. I hurt my leg real bad. It was still hurting when I get home. Got home, and I thought, well, if I lay down a little bit, it'd get better. And I woke up this morning, and it's still hurting. And I prayed for it, and it got better. Then one other night, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, I had this pain. I prayed for it, and it got better.
So Scott's got the victory over pain this week. Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to testify to the goodness of God and what He's doing in your life? Karen?
Well, I was saved about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and I never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I didn't know what to do, and I didn't know what to say. About 2 weeks ago, Joan and I worked together, and she invited me to come to a meeting that they were having, a prayer meeting, and I went. And after that, we started talking about the Holy Spirit. And this past Monday, at work, we had an in-service day at school. And at lunchtime, she came over to my room, and she said that she was coming up to the church to pray, and did I want to go? And I said, okay. So we came up here. We went up in Brother Vic's office, and we started reading scripture and started praying. And she and a friend prayed for me, and I received the Holy Spirit that day.
Hallelujah.
I praise God for it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Anybody else? It's good just to give testimony, isn't it, huh? The goodness of God. Praise God. What a wonderful Jesus. What a wonderful Jesus, always true to His Word. Never a word, not a jot nor a tittle in His Word will ever fail or fall. It'll all be fulfilled. It'll all come to pass. Praise God. Well, James, I think I could bank on your having a couple of good I Love Jesus songs. And perhaps on that note we could close tonight. The Lord having done, I think, what He wants to do. And I think as soon as